person is always mu'ad, meaning he's always responsible for all damages that he does, whether it was intentionally or unintentionally, whether he was awake or asleep. Therefore, if someone went to sleep next to vessels, next to cups, next to stuff, and by accident...
Expensive.
No, not expensive. Anything worth. And he, by accident, when he was sleeping, he knocked it over and broke it. He's chayav. Ken?
That's called mu'ad?
He's mu'ad. He's always chayav.
That term referred to animals, like an animal that gored three times.
Right, so mu'ad. A person is always... He doesn't have to do it three times. He's mu'ad from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's always responsible. We don't give him three times.
Wow.
Even if he goes to sleep next, if he goes to sleep next to these stuff and he broke the bed, if he went to sleep and someone else,
it was intentional. I didn't mean it. I didn't want
to. So if he went to sleep and there's nothing
my
there,
fault.
If he went to sleep, no one was there, and nothing was there, and then someone came and put over there, then you're not responsible because he made sure not to go to sleep next to so that he could break. Because a person has to be responsible for his actions. Someone who's drunk, not on Purim, someone who's drunk, and someone who takes drugs and he harms people, he's chayav also, of course. We don't say he's not responsible for his deeds. He's responsible not to get drunk and not to take drugs. Okay? Amitasheva kiseu shalom ishkafayim akosim chashayim zelo ha'otim zoi tashev patum ishayim alayim. If someone sat on a chair and there was a cup on the chair or glasses and he broke them, he's patul if he didn't see them. Why? Who puts a cup on a chair? Put a cup on the table. Why did you put a cup on the chair? Therefore, the person who put the cup over there will be responsible for paying.
Oh, that's happened to me.
Okay. But if... Fine. The cup broke, and then someone came and got damaged by the...
Sure, it also got damaged by the unintentional breaking of the cup.
Okay. Who's responsible? The person who put the cup over there. If it's a place that the normal thing is sometimes people sit there and they put their cups next to them on the thing, if it's a normal way, then a person has to realize before, and if he didn't look, he's responsible for it. But most places people don't put the cups on the chairs, they put the cups on the table.
אסור לפנות אשפה או להזרים מי שטיפה לשתי הרבים למרות שלא יעבו מכשור הלכי הדרך אלא אם כן היו קשורים בהם המים והשפעה יעלמו עדי הקשיים והרוחות. It's אסור to put garbage or wash your house and pour the water in the middle of the street or pour the garbage in the middle of the street unless it's a rainy day that the water anyways there's water there or the garbage that you put anywhere will be washed away then you're allowed to put it over there.
Did we see these sinarim come out from the apartments on the second floor and the water comes down on the sidewalk
on the bayah.
Or on the cars that are parked next to it?
That's cool.
We see it all over.
So that's cool. Okay. That's cool. And if someone got wounded, not on a winter day, wounded or his clothing got dirty and he had to go to the cleaners, whatever, then.
The one that's responsible.
Yeah.
Can
it's asur to do that? It's asur. It's asur
to do
that.
To what?
To pour down a bucket of water from the second floor. What is that? To the sidewalk. What kind of?
Oh, somebody has a merpeset, and above them, the woman's hanging out the clothes on their line, and the line, the water drips from her clothes onto the merpeset. Another neighbor.
Didn't we cover that already?
Oh yeah. Let's see other things. Okay. Let's see all the halachot and we'll see. Yeah. Now, if the water is coming out, you're pouring it out of the house, and now it's not, it doesn't stay as a puddle. It goes to, it's going to continue running until the hole there, the
flowing, yeah.
The sewer where the sewer is in the middle of the street.
In the
there's
street,
a
yeah.
Right. Then you're allowed to pour your water out. Can?
Yes,
but still, if someone got wounded, the person pouring the water is responsible to pay. But if you have water coming from the second floor, pouring a sewer to put water there in a way that it's going to fall on cars or on people walking by, right? Mazgan or whatever, a sewer.
What is the
pipe breaks from your Dud Shemesh, and you don't realize which Dud Shemesh it is.
What? If what happens?
Our Dud Shemesh, the water here, the pipe broke. Because
it's dripping down the side of the building?
No, it's dripping on the roof, and then there's a pipe that goes down from the roof to the ground.
If it goes down to the ground, it's not a problem. The problem is if it harms, it goes on people's heads. But if it's a place where that's a normal way to do it, there are those which permit it. Okay? If you check that you're not pouring at anyone's head. If you don't check, it's of course that's so. Now, listen to this important halacha. Yeah. It's the name of Moshe Albershtam from the Badat. He said it's not a good thing to do, to pour the water down on the people's heads. Even if you check if no one's there. It could be that 5 minutes later someone's still going to be dripping and someone's going to get harmed. So it's not a good thing to do. And like you see in some neighbors in Yerushalayim, it's very narrow. Right? You have to make a tzinor that will go along the building until the floor, and come out on the floor. Not poor
why
people's
heads. Tell him just to take it up with a smart tube and drink it in the bucket.
Yeah, like I do. And I pour it into the sewer in the house. I have a sewer in the house, I pour it into whatever. Now, if you're driving a car, Ezra, you drive a car? In the winter day, you drive a car. And there is puddles of water, and you see people walking on the sidewalk, you have to drive slowly. And if you don't drive slowly, and you splash them, you're chayev and all the nezakim. So that sometimes you see families, whole families going to weddings, and people go shoo, and they spit and they all get all muddy. If you drove a car into a puddle slowly and everything, and there was pebbles there you couldn't see and they shot out in the broken window, you're patur. If someone's here, if something happens, someone walks in the street in the rain with an open umbrella and accidentally he knocked over someone's hat or someone's glasses and they broke or they got dirty and he has now to pay cleaning the hat or whatever. He has to pay for all damages that happen. So too, if a person goes with he's running with an umbrella and he harms someone,
dangerous.
Also chayav of course to pay. Yeah, but if someone walked regular with an umbrella and he goes into, and it was raining out, and he walks into a bus and he closed the umbrella, as he was closing it, he hit someone else and he damaged it, he doesn't have to pay. Now, if a person is buying now grape juice, okay? Or any grape juice or any glass jar. He takes it, he's looking at it, doesn't like it, he puts it back. But when you put it back at the edge. And then a second guy walks over and knocks it down and it breaks now. The first one is responsible for paying the store for the broken item. And the person, if the stuff happened to the person, he got dirty or whatever, responsible to pay him for cleaning his clothing. Of course, if he himself caused it to fall, of course he has to pay. Okay, now someone who harmed a car of someone else, he has to pay him, of course, the full amount of how much it costs to repair it to make the car the same status it was before the damage he caused the car, and also to pay him how much the car is worth less now that it got it's worth less because it went through an accident. So that is what's supposed to pay. Today you just give them your insurance company number, policy, and they deal with it.
Yeah, but it depends on the amount. So if it's a slow amount, then they don't want to bother with it.
Right. Right, if it's just a mirror or whatever, you don't need to do the insurance. You just pay for your own check.
Yeah.
Oh. If you're driving, a car, and then you stop on the side and you're going to get out. You open the door, and and
a car that is passing your direction hits the door.
Breaks it off.
Okay.
Who's responsible?
Depends. If the car that was driving by was able to stop and he wasn't paying attention, so he's responsible. And if the driver was not able to stop because it was too sudden, so then the person who opened the door is responsible.
I was on a bus and that happened. The bus simply sheared off the entire door. Nothing they could do. You can't stop a bus on a dime.
Very dangerous to get out. The driver to get out. The cars are moving.
To be very careful.
Very, very dangerous.
You have to get out. So you check.
Cam, you have to keep checking. That's why I'm saying, who could be responsible? Maybe the guy that's getting out of the car, he should have looked more carefully.
That's true, he should have. But if a guy was able to stop, so why didn't you stop? He wasn't able to stop, you're right. So who checks this? The special people. There's a job like that they check if he was able to stop or not.
But if the guy was going too fast, so he might be going over the speed limit or something.
Also true. Yeah. Okay, so
what did you say?
Sometimes the guy, maybe he wasn't able to stop because he went over the speed limit, and that's why he wasn't able to stop. So then he is responsible. Okay, so someone who borrowed a car and it got damaged as it was driving, without nothing to do with the guy who borrowed the car.
Somebody else hit it.
Someone else hit it, or whatever, or something, the engine. Nothing to do with him. He's patur from paying. Consider patur from paying. But, because it's a suffix. It's a suffix, gives chayv, therefore he's patur. But if the lender has money of the borrower by him, he could tell him, I'm holding the money. I'm keeping the money for the damage. Because he's already holding the money, so prove to me that you're not chayef, so I'll give it back to you.
I had a car in America, and a guy borrowed a car. And he came back and he said, you know, the car got smashed, or I don't know exactly what happened. It was just totaled out. He didn't have any money, though. What could I do?
How do you know it was totaled?
He told me, the owner, that he used it, and then whatever happened, it got totaled out.
Maybe he took it.
And I don't know, but I just, you know.
Did you?
I don't have any money. What can I do?
Yeah, an insurance company?
I don't think so.
You never saw the car again?
In Israel, is a law. You have to
own it. Insurance. Yeah. America, I don't know. Maybe now it is.
Oh, they had, at least in California, they've had mandatory insurance for the last, since 2000.
You have to have insurance.
Before I left. Now, if the car was parked and it was damaged, someone borrowed a car and it was parked and it was damaged, and it was parked correctly according to the law, according to the seder, without not sticking out or anything, then the borrower needs to pay the lender everything that happened to it. Yeah. Needs to pay.
It happened to me also. This car was parked on my street. I came out and it was smashed on the side.
And no one put a...
I didn't know who